Okay, so what did you think about, what did you think about Pence and the whole last night?
Oh, it's fabulous. It's fabulous. Mm-hmm. It was fabulous. He's drawing flies, Carolyn.
I know. I know. I don't know if Bob heard that, but that was crazy.
2 minutes. 2 minutes and 14 seconds. Yeah, fly sat on the top of his head.
Scott Adams said it was a drone. Somebody said it was drone. And Pence was so composed, he didn't even, I don't know.
He wasn't going to budge. Yeah. If he was on fire, he wasn't going to budge. Here's the key point.
Yeah.
Key point was the we can't even say it. We don't even know how you would do it. When you plagiarize something, accusing Biden and Harris for plagiarizing what Trump has done for the coronavirus.
Oh, that's right.
Their plan is like so much like it that it's the same as plagiarism. And he said, and of course, Joe would know all about plagiarizing things.
Yeah,
and then
the best one ever,
if they haven't figured this out yet. They played it several times, but they haven't figured it out yet. Here we go. Biden's big byline has been, I'm not going to raise taxes on anybody who makes under $400,000 a year. If you make less than $400,000 a year, that I'm not going to raise your taxes. And that's been the thing over and over and over and over and over. That's all you've heard. But then, check this out. They said on day one, we're going to repeal the Trump tax breaks.
Yeah.
So the second they repeal the Trump tax breaks, that's going to be a 22%. No, that's going to be an 8 to 20% increase on their income.
Yep.
That's how much the taxes are going up. So all that he's saying is a lie. And they've now been caught. Because she said it in a debate that we're going to repeal it. That day one, we're going to repeal the Trump tax cuts. And then when they do that, then it's like, now you screwed. Because you just raised everybody's taxes. And with the seniors that are supposedly following Biden now, they're not. Would be coming back to say, okay, because when you make universal health care, which now he was, and now he's not. Then he was, and then he's not. Then he was. We're not really sure, because it keeps going up and down like a window shade, to the point they go, wait a second, we're going to lose our Medicare instantly. Mm-hmm. We can't do that. As bad as it is, it's what they know, but they're not going to have it. So those were the things that calm, cool, collected, Mike Pence. I'm surprised he would sit on the stage with her because she was a female. Although she does have a pretty substantial penis, so just saying, Kamala Harris.
And he got to properly debunk the fine people hoax, because that doesn't come across as just Pence. His very calm delivery made you hear what he was saying. It was very good, very well done.
Yeah, and he's a good debater, but he was not passive. He was on point. He was on point saying what you're saying is not logical. Just because you have an opinion doesn't mean you have the facts. Just because you have an opinion doesn't mean you get the right to the facts. So that's good. It was pretty good. It's good. It's a good rub. So it's very refreshing.
Yeah, it was refreshing. I didn't watch it. I just watched some of the.
Well, you've seen it, but you've seen it to death. You've seen it. You've seen it more in the backwash. You've seen it more in the backwash than you did if you were seeing it live. It's longer in the backdrop. You've seen more shots of it than the whole thing lasted.
Oh yeah.
That last topic
was a jab at Scott.
The taxes. What did Harris contradict herself, or she was lying, or
she said during the debate on day one, we're going to repeal the Trump tax cuts. Well, she was trying to preclude that those tax cuts were only for the rich. But instead, those tax cuts went to everybody. And so when those are abolished, everybody's taxes are going to go up if what she says is true. Not just for the ones making over $400,000. That's going to be an added tax on top of that. So we go back to the days of George Vanderbilt when it was 90% income tax. Yep.
So you were... Okay, so... she's lying that she's going to cut taxes or raise taxes. She's lying.
She's lying that there's only going to be a tax increase on people making over $400,000 a year. Because
Did she say that's what she's going to do?
Yeah, that's all they've been saying is if you make more than $400,000 a year, we're going to raise your taxes and you're going to pay.
So
you're going to pay your fair share.
Yeah, yeah. And you're pointing out that's going to affect everybody. Anybody talking about that, or only you know that?
Yeah. Well, it was clearly laid out, and Pence pointed it out. Pence said, if you repeal, as you say, all of the tax, the Trump tax cuts, you are in effect raising the taxes on everybody, because everybody got $2,200 more each because of the Trump tax cuts. So you're immediately taking that away. You're raising taxes by that
what
much
she
on
said.
Everybody. Started speaking in tongues or something, you know.
So a lot of people who were a bit indifferent to Trump now realize from the last night's debate that they got to vote for Trump because of the tax issue?
No, Bob. The people that are going to vote for Trump are already voting for Trump. What happened is the liberal left, whatever that is now, we don't even know, the centrist communist, the communist centrist party, we don't know a nice way to say it. They're realizing that there are some serious chinks in the armor, and they can't have Biden debating Trump, and they can't have Biden taking questions because it doesn't hold water. It won't work. So they can't have that. It's not going to be possible.
Well, you were talking about the liberals realize it's not going to be good if he becomes president. Then you start saying you can't have him answer questions. Are the liberals who are switching to Trump saying you can't have Biden answer questions?
They're not switching. No, they're not switching to Trump. They're just not going to vote for Biden. And that is a vote
Right, but what is the fact he can't answer questions got to do with their decision?
Because they supported him because they wanted free college for everybody. They wanted free health care for everybody. They wanted black people to have reparation. They wanted illegal aliens to come into the country like the wind. They wanted all big companies to be taken down. And they wanted a government to keep everybody's money equal. And they wanted everything to be kumbaya, symbiosis. You don't have more than me, so I have no regard about you. I can't hate you because you have more than me because I have exactly what you have. See, centrist on the left to say that everything's taken care of. Everything. I don't have to work. You give me money for free. I get an education for free. I don't have to pay for anything. I'm good. I've got it. Medicine's free. Everything's free. We're good. Let's get some marijuana.
That's what they wanted.
Have a nice day.
That's what they wanted.
And
okay.
Now,
so what happened?
Now, and that's why. Well, Biden is who they elected in their party to present that. Remember the AOC and no
is
more.
He's not presenting it. Is he obviously not presenting it anymore?
Now he said, "Oh hell yes, we're gonna have fracking." Of course we're going to have fracking. We just aren't going to have new fracking, but we're already independent, energy independent, so we're going to keep all the fracking that we got going on right now. Well, that's not the new Green Deal. That doesn't take care of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's pissed and tweeted so much. You can look at her Twitter feed. The second that was said in the debate, she was like, oh, hell no, that's not exact. No. So they're all losing condition because he's turning into what Joe Biden is turning into what he's been for 47 years, a puppet for the Chi-Coms. Puppet.
Okay. Did he get involved with Chi-Coms? Because he was a young guy with leftist tendencies and he got to visit China or something?
Money makes the world go around,
Well, 50 years ago, 1970, Nixon was in power. How did Biden sneak into the Nixon trip?
15 years ago in 1970, you mean 50 years ago, don't you, Bob?
Yeah, 50 is what I said. And so that's the time of Nixon's trip. Did Biden make a connection through Nixon when Nixon went to China?
We said it all with Spiro Agnew.
Oh, yeah, Agnew. Well, was Agnew a Chi-Com agent?
Well, we don't know. See, that's the thing. Once he gets to that level, he disappears. No one's ever heard from him again. So we're not sure.
Yeah, but that was after he resigned or got fired or whatever.
And the reason he resigned, is because he went too far. Right?
Went too far, did you say?
Or, yes, if he didn't resign, he would be exposed. So he went to a quiet life of adultery.
Yeah. Yeah, so there was other issues besides the alien issue he got involved with.
That's correct. That's some. Now, listen. The Madeline O'Hare crew, they would say, and they might be okay with this, we're not fussing, would say that the alien-China connection wooed him into their camp and dashed their soul on the rocks, the Agnew, Spiro Agnew. Basically lured him in and then dashed him. But and we wouldn't be on... No. The aliens in China.
Yeah, but you said Madeline O'Hare or somebody. Wasn't she the head of the aliens?
Yeah, Matt, we're talking... No, yes, she was. But we're talking about Madeline, Natty, that reads QAnon, that has all the conspiracy theories. We call her Madeline O'Hare. That Madeline would say it was the aliens in China that got Spiro Agnew involved and turned his head, that got him in trouble, that made him have to step away. That's what the conspiracy theorist would conclude, like Madeline.
But that's not the case?
Correct. That's not the case. But we're not saying it's too far off. We're just saying it wasn't quite that way.
Right. But... why was Agnew involved with the Chinese? This would be the capitalist part of ChinaCom? It's ChiComm, it's the capitalist part? It was making the new alliance with the West?
We don't know, but these are communists, Bob, but they sure give a great... They sure fucking like money for communists. They really like money. We don't understand it. It's pretty crazy for us, but we don't understand it, Bob. How can you be communist and want money? What do the communists do with money?
So Spiro made this connection that did him in... when he accompanied Nixon on his trip to China?
Computer says yes.
Okay. All right, so I want to begin with some more up-to-date stuff.
Good.
Trump has called for Obama to be jailed. And he's complaining that Barr and them aren't doing anything. Are they going to do anything? Is he going to fire people? There's a schedule. Beg your pardon?
They are. There's a schedule. He's building it up. He's building up for, some might say, from comic relief or from a point of what do you do when you do something where you build up, where you have a big splash, you have a big show, so you pump it up. You raise the crescendo.
Semifinals. Yeah. You have semifinals. Heat.
Well, you're raising the crescendo. You're building a crescendo. He's trying to make it uber dramatic.
And Barr understands this and is not going to release him. He can get Trump more.
He's going to pump it, right.
But the question is it going to be done before the election? That's still undecided.
Is there an election? Is there an election? What?
Yep. Something's supposed to happen on November 3rd.
Oh,
if you're going to do it before.
Oh, you mean dumpster diving. Yeah, they're going to go dumpster diving. And they're going to comb the roadside ditch. And they're going to get in the creeks and the streams. And they're going to chase waterfalls.
That's going to be the election.
Waterfalls.
Are you listing the actions of the election?
Where
yeah,
the ballots
go
are being found.
I know.
Now.
Is that going to happen before November 3rd?
That's what's happening now. It's happening now through then. So then several months after that, it'll carry on. So you're acting like November the 3rd or the 2nd, whenever that is, whenever that Tuesday is the end-all, be-all. That's just, we've only just begun, Bob.
Right. Now, the thing is, to demand Obama to be jailed, is there a case to jail him in those documents that were released?
Yes. Oh, there certainly is, and more coming. That's why, for Cider Somerset, that's why the WikiLeaks and Julian Assange are all going to be pardoned, because they have all the dope. They have the knowing of what went down. What that means is, Bob, if Trump had everything that comes from the president is, confidential or classified. That's the word, it's classified. Everything that comes from the presidency, the executive branch, is classified. Now, the president can declassify it, but not if he's no longer president. Okay? So, for the president, Silas, in this case, Silas Duguid, has engagement with Hillary Rodham Clinton, the sitting secretary of fucking state, in his administration, has communication outside. It wasn't asking her, did she have an orgasm with her boyfriend or her lesbian lover? That wouldn't have anything to do with it. But if it's asking specifically about how we're going to get Trump, will you pay for it? What do you need? Here are the details of how to do it. You're going to have to go get Condoleezza Rice to sort that one out. Oh, that's pretty deep. So that becomes treason. That's treason, Bob.
What you were just saying the last minute, that's what Obama says to Hillary?
To Hillary on her private Chappaqua email server in her toilet in Chappaqua, New York. Where's the server?
You just described these questions about how to do it, or here's the way to do it. Did Obama say that to Hillary, or did Hillary say that to Obama?
Obama said it to her. They had email conflation.
Okay, so they conspired together. If you see if they get these emails, how does that convict somebody? The emails could be fake. You know, defense could say these aren't real.
No, they can't be fake. They have an IP address that goes from the fucking White House or through McLean, Virginia, to Chappaqua, her IP address. It's only her IP address.
Okay, I got that.
Yeah.
So
they know where it comes from.
Well, I didn't get it up fast enough. I forgot. I should have interrupted you quicker. What is it there? You said way back there after Trump got elected that Obama was going to stay in Washington to protect his legacy. And I don't know
that's
if you
what
said that
done.
Before. Wait a minute.
That's
I don't know if you said that. I don't know if you said that before the inauguration, after the inauguration, before the election. Do you remember? Did you say it after the election, before the inauguration?
We said it before the election. We said it before the election.
Yeah, because I was asking, I think you pointed out that most presidents don't stay in Washington.
No, they run.
They
get the fuck out because it makes a problem. if you have a transfer of power, you move on, you go back home, you go back to build your your presidential library that you get a fortune
right.
for. You go live your life. You go back to Crawford, Texas, where you come from.
And is it like what you said about Agnew? You retire to a quiet life of adultery?
Yeah.
Did Spiro's wife remain married to him?
She didn't care. As long as he wasn't pawing around in her bed, she didn't care what he did.
Okay. So when you said he was going to protect his legacy, did you see that he would protect it by conspiring against Trump with whoever helped him?
He did that before. He didn't have a let. Now, pay attention. Here you go. We're not going to do this twice, so you'll have to get it on the recording. Bob, the man, didn't have a pot to piss in nor a window to throw it out of. He didn't have anything.
What man? Obama or Trump?
Obama.
Okay. When did he have this condition?
All his life. His parents was from Kenya. He was born in Hawaii or Alaska or Zimbabwe or somewhere. We don't know. Something. He was somewhere, and he jacked about here and there, and he's a one-term freshman senator and then became the sitting president of the United States. And we said then, before he got knocked out, that he was going to stay in Washington to protect his legacy. Now, what would be his legacy? Today, fast forward, he has a net worth of over $86 million. Over $86 million in cash. Before that, he had nothing. He had to borrow money to move to Washington. Remember, he had all them crooked teeth, smoking cigarettes, and his wife had them buck teeth. Boy, then all of a sudden, once they became that, they got all svelte and slicked up. And she planted the Victory Garden and all that bullshit. Yeah, she got looking lots better after she got some of them money checks.
Okay, so
now he has a legacy. Now, just now, the Obama nation has a legacy to defend. And that's why it got hot. It's getting kind of hectic. Now, then check this out, Bob. So then what is the answer to this? Michelle, my belle, Obama gets up and says, "Oh, God, don't vote for Trump. Trump's trying to kill you. He hates niggers. He don't like nigger people. Don't vote for him. Don't do it. It's bad. It's bad." She don't know why, but why is she making such a landish lambasting? Listen to her speech. Listen to her speech. It's ridiculous. It makes you want to kill yourself or vote for Trump. But the point is that that's the rub. It's hot. And so now she's come out, because she's unlike him, she's actually pretty popular. She comes in and says, "Oh, no, this is ridiculous. Oh, no, don't do it. Oh, no, this is, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no." Yeah, it's like Yoko, "Oh, no, don't know, oh, no, oh, no." That's why
it's ridiculous. You say she's popular, so she's playing on that. To say that any charges against her husband and Hillary are ridiculous?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
just trying to get, as long as I get rid of Trump, like in 2000, when was it, 16? As long as Trump don't get elected, everything's good. But Hillary said that herself. That
I know.
If Trump gets elected president, well, then, okay, never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're going to hang. Is what she said. So, did the conspiracy of Hillary against Trump, didn't it start during his campaigning period, not January 5th?
At the escalator. When he and Melania down the escalator. When they came down the escalator, it was on like Donkey Kong.
And that's when Hillary started conspiring against him.
Yes.
Why did she think he'd be a threat?
Because he was for her. He gave money to her. He knew what was going on. He, like Hillbillery, had all ridden on Epstein's jet. He knew that. He knew what was up.
He himself was hanging out with Epstein too.
He knew what John Podesta did in his spare time.
Is that why Trump ran, or that was too puny? He had other bigger issues he generally wanted to do.
Now, see, he made about $400 million on The Apprentice, and it kind of made him above the top. He became a zeitgeist, then he became a media mogul, and then he decided, okay, my ego's bigger than all this, so I'll just run the country and do better than anybody's ever done it, make more than anybody's ever made, and make everything better, and make everybody love me, and make everybody be loved, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, he didn't do it out of revenge. It wasn't because at that correspondence dinner, I think in about 2012, Obama sort of mocked him as Trump sat
in.
No,
he actually liked it. He liked that. He thought that was cool. He liked that. Because, see, if they're talking about him, he don't care what you say. Hey, Donald J. Trump is a motherfucking whore bitch, motherfucking son of a bitch. He likes that because, did they say Donald J. Trump? He didn't hear the motherfucking numbers. He didn't hear the son of a bitch part. He just knows that any attention is attention. So, yeah, he said publicly he thought that was great. They asked him if that's what it was. He said, no, I think that's wonderful.
Right. Now, at the time, there's footage of him. He's sitting there at his dinner table, soberly, almost like pissed off. But he did that on purpose. He didn't want to show any reaction.
Yeah. He's always, all of the Trumps are very good at being stoic.
I see.
Plus or minus, it's just stoic.
Okay. All right. So they started out.
Everybody else at the party was drunk, but he had too many drunks in his family. He didn't drink.
I know. So in 2015, when the campaign started, Hillary is planning, are there going to be emails and stuff revealing her actions way before January 5th, 2017?
Blow by blow particulars. But see, she didn't have the private server until Benghazi and some of those other issues and problems. So she started getting fast and loose, and there's other dirty things that doesn't have anything to do with Donald J. Trump, nothing to do with it. It's going to be exposed. There's a lot of problems in the reticule, and that's just the tip in the ice bucket. And that's why now, the FBI and the CIA and the NSA and the ABC and the EIEIO and all these other compartments are having a lot of trouble now because somebody's fixing to tip the lolly. I didn't say that. I said this. I didn't mean that. I meant this. That's not what I said.
Okay, hold it. But the CIA is setting up the FBI. Did the CIA, when they set up the startup plans to set up the FBI, knew that they had to do that to keep the microscope off them?
It's called EIEIO.
No, they had to keep the microscope off them. You agree with that?
No, because it doesn't work. If you got the local police pointing the gun at the National Guard, you're all exposed. How does that make sense? It doesn't take the heat off them. The problem, you got Christopher Wray running around here. He's about to have a goddamn nervous breakdown. W-R-A-Y. He's about to blow his fucking brains out. And may yes, because he is involved. Because he's with Trump, but he had to keep all this down because the next thing you know, once this donkey gets his pin tailed on him itself, then they're going to start screaming. And when they start screaming, it's going to be some other tails that get pinned up. It's going to be very interesting.
So he's Ray is the head of the FBI.
Yes, Christopher Ray.
Okay, so you said the CIA setting up the FBI. That's not off the table now because the CIA is getting investigated.
No. We're not saying that that's not what occurred. were saying it wasn't very smart for doing that because everybody's going to be outed. Oh, I didn't do it. It was Bob. It wasn't me. It was Bob. It was Bob. Well, it's still out. How do I know that? Okay, you know that? How do you know that? Well, here's the email. No, it was Carolyn. It was Carolyn. No, it wasn't Bob. It was Carolyn. It was Carolyn. How do you know that? I'm not sure. Yeah. It's a text message. Okay, sorry. Because, see, you got to realize all this in and out, all this Jump Street business is classified. And so now all Donald Trump did, which he should have done some time ago, was declassify everything. He listened to those people scream, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up. And we knew it. But he's taken all of this just to get to the condition to say, now we're going to lock the bitch up? Don't lock her up. Hang her from an oak tree.
Okay, so the this whole thing about CIA setting up the FBI, you talked about a few weeks ago, that doesn't apply anymore. It's gone past that.
No. It does apply. It's just not very smart. Yeah, it's what happened. We're just saying yes, but it's not very smart. It's not intelligent. Because it's kind of like you're going to have to out yourself to prove your point. In order for that to be proven, you're going to have to out yourself. And that's not what they tried to do, you see.
Okay. Why didn't Trump release these files earlier?
Narcissism.
I mean, he was thinking about other things? Wasn't paying attention to that issue?
Himself only. Who cares about
Hillary
Rodham
Clinton? You're saying that he wasn't paying attention to those issues. He was just worrying about his polls or getting the polls down or something. His personal journey. Okay. So did he get awakened last weekend with his illness? Did that do something to him? So he said, well, I'll just stop focusing on myself and get to work here and release the stuff. Did something happen to him for him to do that?
That's a right question. And we have to say there was a bit of an impediment in the process, but he was almost going to do it, but he was going to do it after the election.
Because he personally thought he would look too mean.
Right. He didn't want to give them a sympathy fuck. He wanted to get the fucking sale. But now all bets are off.
What'd you just say? Did he want to give a sympathy fuck? He wanted to fuck himself. Did you say?
Yeah. Because otherwise they would fuck him if he came across too mean. Or if he came
now, wait a minute. He's not releasing this stuff until after the election because he'll look mean. And he's not getting these ideas from other people. He only thinks what he thinks, didn't listen to anybody. And he thought, I'll look bad, and people will object to me going after Hillary. That's why he didn't do it, right?
Right.
What made him change?
Everybody in the White House has now been screwed by the coronavirus, including him and Melania. And I was like, okay, fuck you. Fuck all you. Fuck all of you. Every day.
Well, that makes him look irresponsible. Okay, he got mad that, he didn't wear his mask and all that stuff. On that level of public argument, he lost. So he had to do something. Is that a factor in his decision?
And he did.
You agree. He was embarrassed, so he had to up the ante. Correct?
No. Well, no. We don't know. You add too many words. We can't. Donald J. Trump's never been embarrassed in his life. He got caught on tape and he liked to grab women by the pussy. That didn't embarrass him. He thought that was. Now stop! You can't say those things.
No, but this
and then add another word.
If the American starts saying this,
so did that tape.
Dumb fucking,
I got that tape.
What about the tape?
The Bush tape was supposedly, that's about the election too. That was going to do him in. He was over. Dude.
Yeah, but he didn't have a decision over that. The thing is, the looking bad on the coronavirus staff problems is something that can affect Joe Sixpack. And he was probably worried about that.
Maybe.
All right. You're saying he didn't care, but he was mad. So then we come to the next question.
Yeah.
Why did so many people get infected at the same time? Was there something attacking them?
China.
What did China do?
China. Put the virus in the chip body. Remember?
Oh, and okay, so then we come to James Wood's timeline. That's what we just came into. James Wood's the actor. He tweeted a fun movie storyline. First part, the President of the United States forces China into a trade deal good for the United States. Part two, China not happy. Stage three, immediately virus leaks from Chinese bioweapons lab and decimates U.S. economy. Four, China bagman takes, that's Hunter Biden, China bagman takes $1.5 billion, runs against POTUS. Well, I guess that's both Bidens. Five, the president, staff, and senders infected just before election. Now, is that the way it went, Ian? Is that pretty accurate?
A great movie topic, yep, just about like that.
So,
Jing Dynasty, let me hear, those words don't matter. The Jing Dynasty is pissed. They want Biden, they want Hiding Biden in that real bad so that they can have it all back. They're not going to get it all back. Now, if they don't get it back, it's over.
Right.
The Jing Dynasty doesn't get it back, meaning they don't get Biden in as the President of the United States. They're through because they can't support or keep up their condition because the mountain's putting pressure on. The mountain's putting pressure, more and more pressure on them.
The Jing Dynasty. Jing Dynasty. So, did the Chinese Chi-Coms, you call them, know that Trump would be a problem in 2016 if he got elected?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Did.
So they made all
the revelation. Because of the Revelation series.
Because of the Revelation series that we did?
Yeah.
And Trump knew that stuff?
You're not talking about Trump. You're talking about China, Bob. Get right with your conversation now.
The Revelation series. I don't remember China being discussed in Revelation series, but was it about
China?
China
was listening. China was listening to it when they found out that the last trump of God shall stand.
Oh yeah.
And so they thought, oh fuck, we can't have this. This is ridiculous. No. We can't do this. And so there you go.
So, did China get involved with Hillary's attacking Trump in 2015, beginning to go after him? Does she work on behalf of her connections to China?
Yes. Why was she the choice and not Sleepy Joe back then?
Well, why was she the choice? Because
they hated Biden. They thought he was ridiculous. They thought he was stupid. And sipping a troll
Chinese,
on a hot night.
The Chi-Coms. Then we have to find out who hated Biden. The Chi-Coms hated Biden?
Everybody.
Yeah, but the Chi-Coms, were disappointed. What?
He was an idiot.
Right. So the Chi-Coms had him as an agent for decades. It didn't work out. So they then get Hillary in there. And they've got Hillary in bag. Did they control Obama in 2008?
Certainly. That's why all the jobs left the United States of fucking America in the first place, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the old story of Hillary's father down in Little Rock hooking up the Waltons and what's that, the Walmart and all that stuff. So China gradually took over America's economy very, very deeply after the gold deal, gold deal in 1933. Or what they did with Fort Knox. But as it developed, when Nixon begged for money in 71, 72, then China was in the cat's meow seat. So they were the ground to everything, like McLuhan predicted in the 60s.
Just like McLuhan predicted. And Thompson warned it.
Yeah. His book was called Pacific Shift in 1985, 86. But anyways, China built up their influence. So they... Did they control the Bush family in 2000? therefore making sure.
No, that's more Brezhnev. Remember Brezhnev
more Russia.
And Bush? They were the bourgeoisie. They were real buddy buddy with the Bushes.
Okay, so the Bush dynasty ends in 2008 with the crash, and that gives the Chinese the opening to put their guy in, Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So then they're in charge for the next 12 years.
It was, right. Let's just say that wasn't exactly perfect, but it was pretty good. It wasn't perfect because you got all the Balkans. You're still not counting the Balkans. You don't know. You get this weird sense of history, Bob. You figure out these things and you go by what's known or said, like it means something. It doesn't at all. It's never the way it is. Never like that.
Okay. So the
Where did Israel get their property in the first place? Who gave them their property to be a country? And was it a country? And how did they get it? Was it always theirs? Okay. No. Yes. No.
The popular story is the Balfour Declaration, 1917 or something.
Yeah.
But you're saying there's something behind the Balfour that we don't know about?
That's right. There's a lot of things just like that. There's a lot of things just like that. Yeah. And that's the rub. And that's why we say that you start quoting history and we start yawning because it's kind of like it's rarely, never, ever
I know,
not
but,
like that.
But I know a lot of the secret stuff from my own background.
You
but
do.
I'd like to
that's true.
I like to work what's known in the public, work with that a little bit because they're not going to believe what actually happened. So you have to work with what is registered history. So that's what I do in my question. I keep it within the known as much as possible. But you always bring it to levels that shocks people. Into the known, the unknown. And then they find out, it's not at all. So what's interesting is China was doing pretty good, but we show up in 2009, and Ion, or the mountain, starts to bug the Chinese, the Chai Coms. Would you say that's true?
No, it wasn't like that. They're on a 1,000-year plan. You haven't changed them yet. The people started to bug the People's Republic of China because it wasn't working out. Don't disagree with the Communist Party, Bob. You'll wake up dead. Don't disagree with them. But the people started to have issue with it, which then made an issue. You hear that?
Right. And yeah, so the Chai, when you say the People's Republic of China, that's the Chai Coms, right? When you say
those
words.
Yes.
Right. So we had to be careful so we weren't waking up dead.
Yes.
Right. So we were careful. Did you know Trump would become president? We did
trailing on the high side of lunacy. You were careful trailing on the high side of lunacy. Yes, that's right.
I don't remember that. I think I might have paid attention to it, but I didn't pay attention to Trump until the fall, until early 20, the February, Big Tuesday or something, in February or March, and he won. And then I started looking at him, and I looked at his speech, and I died laughing.
We told you that before.
He does me.
It's ridiculous.
He does me.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
Okay. So, anyways, I was not paying attention to him before that. Okay. So here it is. So the last since Ian showed up, it's been Trump versus the Chai Coms. That's what everything's around.
Mm-hmm.
That's the issue.
And that's what your whole story has been about. It's been about you and the mountain and changing the world's scenario. Oh, wait. That was Club 22. That was Club 22. Hold on.
Yes. You're going to say something? You say hold on? At what?
No, we're saying making the point. This ain't new. You act like this is some new quantitative jump or leap you've made. It's Secret Counselor Ken 101, Club 22. I hate you. Do what you're going to do. I'll show you. Club 22.
Okay. But the China versus Trump And it's just Trump by himself. Does he have any assistance, any legacy of Roy Cohen, like anybody helping Trump, or
nope.
just him?
Nope.
Just on the world.
Everybody, even Stone, even Roger Stone, which he likes, they'd turn on everybody, every single one of them would turn on him in a second. I mean,
right.
what you call a New York minute, and they have.
Yes, we know that. So the Chi-Coms control the Democratic Party. Do they also control the Republican Party?
Yeah, and we're hoping that Trump decides that he's a Republican soon.
Because presently
he hasn't done a lot for the Republican Party.
Right. So the this is why, you know, Trump is in the paint.
A la Viceroy ship.
You mean the Republican Party will be somehow connected to his becoming Viceroy?
No, he's not connected to the Republican Party.
Shit.
Oh. He can give a shit
well,
about
what
him.
Were you just saying?
He
you're just saying he better do something for the Republicans. I thought you were talking about Trump.
It'd be nice if he would, because he never has. They all
right.
love him, and then they hate him, and then they turn on him, and then they write a book about him, and then they write another book about him, and then they write a book about writing a book about him, and they hate him, and then they love him. They bring him in his house. He says, "You got the best dick. Oh, I love your dick. You're wonderful. You're a big dick. We love you. We love you." I hate that motherfucker. He's crazy. He don't know nothing. He thinks he's something. He's going to be running stuff. He's whittling. He's taking a knife and whittling on the Resolute Desk. He is spitting on the floor. The motherfucker spits on the floor. He picks boogers and wipes it on them gold chandelier candelabras. Oh, no, he's a terrible man.
Okay, yeah, we got that.
Wow. Now, that's his family saying that.
Okay, so, Ion, so here in Sheila's painting, he's got the Trump's head.
Yep.
Trump is taking on everything. It's quite a battle.
Croker.
And it's such
he's taking on Croker. He's taking on Croker.
He's taking on it all. And mm-hmm. to do that, pretty ambitious, and you might get Nostradamus' attention, right? Or John the Revelator. And they mm-hmm. see this guy looming on the horizon. Did Ofenel mm-hmm. help set up Trump in some way?
We go back to the entanglement, Bob.
Quantum
entanglement. And we'd have died and went to hell before we give the jerk off any credit for that. You know that, right?
I know. Yes.
Just so everybody knows. But it lines up the cohesion.
Everything went in flux, and then I miraculously remembered Beter when he showed up to JW. And
because of Walter Board.
How does Board after he died he influenced this situation?
The papers, Bob. Remember the papers that caused all kinds of shit about the papers. And the
well,
there was
Beter's
yes.
papers and Walter's.
That's what we're talking about.
Papers. I never
That's
got any of them.
About.
I don't know.
No,
why
but they were in the Schiffer robe, and okay.
What's the Schiffer robe? What's that word mean?
It's the desk drawer that they were supposed to go and get the papers that Walter Boert had Peter Beter's papers, and they're supposed to go.
He never had Beter's papers.
He most certainly did.
I know nothing about. There was no. He was never interested.
Well, no, it wasn't about it being interested. It was about that he got them. That's the point. It wasn't about interested in it.
Well, there were some papers or something in his Russian girlfriend's place in L.A. I don't know what happened to that stuff. They were looking for him.
Well,
so,
he never got it. Curtis never got it. James Curtis never got it.
Right. So what?
So good. And we say good.
Yeah, Walter died in December 2007. A year and a bit before Ion, so all through 2008, mm-hmm. things are shifting and moving, and Ion is getting mm-hmm. set up, and Walter and James were part of that situation. And Beter.
Well, so was Ed Seaton, if you're going to say that.
Right, that's right. Ofenel sets up Trump. Trump does his bidding, And Trump is fighting distracting with China comms on behalf of the Bob and the Mountain.
China comms.
That's what's going on.
Chi-coms. China comms.
Yeah, China comms.
China comms. That's,
yeah.
That's the company. That's
Trump
Huawei,
is distracting. Bob. Trump means it. But he's serving as a distraction from the Dobbstown Mountain in quantum entanglement, right?
He's showing you the validity of Lyndon LaRouche. They're going to get you. China's going to get you. They got you. They got you lined up. They see you coming. They're coming to get you bad. It's the Queen of England.
Well, wait a minute. LaRouche, Helga, what's left over, is working with the Chi-coms against Trump, but they look like they're pro-Trump.
Right. That's right. Correct.
So LaRouche is not helping Dobbstown.
No, never has. Whatever gave you the notion that he did? Eat the babies, for God's sake. Are you serious?
But,
that's nice.
But that's what I have. LaRouche, McLuhan, Thompson, Croker, they're all tragedies, as indicated by the Shakespeare tragedies I have in each quadrant on their scene. I don't have a tragedy in my quadrant, so I knew they weren't working for
well,
me.
Well, you don't know. You hadn't finished it yet. You hope you know, but you hadn't finished. You haven't finished it yet. We'll see.
All right.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. Just the facts, man. Just the facts.
Okay. Pelosi will be president for a while, or that's too hard to determine yet?
Well, tomorrow she wants to talk about the 25th Amendment.
Yes. Now, but
if
there's a problem
pleasant.
With the election, here's my question, technical question.
Okay.
There's a problem with the election. They had to have ballot recounts. Is Trump allowed to keep going as president or what's her name?
Until? No. Until they come to an impasse, like with Bush and Gore. The cattle thief, he was a cattle thief. And they came to an impasse and they said in Broward County, they said, we don't know. We counted them and counted them and counted them and counted them and counted them. We can't. One time it's up, one time it's down, one time it's over, one time it's under. We keep finding ballots every time. We lose ballots every time. We don't know. Then the Supreme Court said, okay, count them again. And then they said, work it out. And if they hadn't have come to a certain point, if they hadn't have come to a conclusion, then that epic detail would have kicked in, and then whoever the Speaker of the House of Representatives would have become the sitting president. Because, see, the vice president is the chairman of the Senate. That's why the vice president can't be it. So that's the third heartbeat away from the presidency. Now, in this particular case, they'll come. Now, what happened then was that finally they were counting, and what is that called? Supreme Court. They said, stop counting. Whatever the count is right now, that's the winner, and we're done. And they did, and it happened to be Bush by 11 votes or 2 votes or half a vote or something. Hanging Chad. It was a hanging Chad. So once that happened, then that's what it did, and everybody had to get over it. And then it was Bush 101.
What's going to happen this time?
They're gonna file lawsuits. No, actually, they've already started filing the lawsuits that are saying that the election was out of bounds, was out of whack, was wrong, was out of
okay. Well, we need to know
kilter.
Who's filing lawsuit. Not the DNC, the Republican Party.
The Republican Party mostly are filing lawsuits that everybody who does mail-in ballots has problems. They're not accurate. They're wrong. They're inappropriate. So you can't use those ballots as reason to validate an election. The poll can't validate a count because they don't have it together. If you do your absentee ballot and you don't sign it here and put it here and lick it and put it in another envelope drag it up, then it's not
going to
count.
Okay. Is that going to stop the problem leading to the Constitutional Convention? I think Trump wouldn't want the Republican suits to work.
No, yeah, he will. But see, meanwhile, back at the ranch, they're going to go to beefing. You know what that means?
Who's they? Who's going to go to beefing?
Everybody. the people who want Trump, the people who don't want Trump, the people who got Trump signs in the yard, people that don't have Trump signs in the yard, people got Biden signs in the yard, people that don't have Biden signs in the yard. They're going
to
go to beat.
Could get to a,
I hate
could
you.
Get to a civil
I
war,
you.
Ion?
I hate you.
Could become
yeah.
a chemical body
yeah.
civil
and
war?
Kind of already, they're testing it out right now when with the anti-fossil law.
Yes, okay.
You know, that good... That nice group of Christian people that love and have charity with their neighbors?
Yes. So
mm-hmm.
the Civil War thing, what was that?
So you got nine things. Now listen, don't say that. You got nine things.
Is this the greatest election, the most important election in history? That's what everybody
saying. Yeah, that's what they say.
Saying.
That's what they, everybody, that, well, he's got cancer. That's what everybody says. That's what everybody says. See, that's what everybody says. But it
yes,
is,
but is it?
They say that every time. It is. Yeah, it is. It is. It is.
Okay.
But
it is important because we're sitting on the horizon ready to enter, and a lot of stuff needs to be cleaned up, or maybe, I don't know. A lot of stuff is going on around this major event. We're on the tip of the singularity. Beg your pardon?
Yeah. Yeah, you're sitting on the levee waiting on the Robert E. Lee. Who
okay, so
Lee
it
Lee,
is the most
Bob?
Important election
Robert
in history.
E. Lee?
That's why they're going to have a civil war over it.
Uh-huh. Except
okay,
it won't
so,
be between the North and the South. It'll be between the cities and the states.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, so
good.
Looking at...
You're so bright,
James,
Bob. We're so lucky to have you to work with.
Yeah, you are. James Woods' timeline. Ion responded when Kim sent it to Ion, said, wow, tech story in play. Is that tech body story?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
It's like West Side Story. Yeah, you remember the West Side Story? You saw it one time, didn't you? You did?
I was just
you
telling
admit to
it to the kids the other day.
Yeah, you admit to the West Side Story? Nice.
For the kids.
Is that when you're talking about
young people there?
Yeah. Whippersnappers.
Yeah. I'm talking about the West Side. So I think I was telling Jack that. Jack had no clue.
Yeah, Jack had no clue. It was white people. He don't like white. He don't deal with white people, Bob.
In books. He don't deal with books. They're too white. The pages are too white.
No. The pages are fine. It's the damn writings is black. How are you going to trust black things? You can't trust black people.
Oh, yeah,
they disappoint
right,
you.
All right.
They don't
so,
write books in blue.
So James Woods' timeline is accurate. Yes, it's accurate. And do we make a movie out of it? Shall we do that?
Might as well. You're working on it. You already said you wanted to. You already said you had it worked out. You already said you're going to. You already set aside the money. Now, what the better question is what are you going to do? You've approved the money to give them $1,200 and save the airplanes and something about the whorehouses. You're going to send polypeptide grease to the whorehouses.
Okay.
You've approved
right.
that. We got that together. We worked that out. We're going to say, okay, here.
Okay, I got that.
Then they said, we've got to finish. Then they said, no, we're not going to do it. Then we said, yes, we're not going to talk until after the election. Well, after the election is over, you ain't give them nothing. They don't get it right now. Forget it. You know, they don't need it. They ain't spend the last money you give them. So, yeah, no, they're not going to do that. So now they're saying, yes, we're going to do it. And they said, no, we're not going to do it. And we said, yes, we are going to do it. And they're like, okay, if you'll bring it to me, are you listening, Nancy? If you'll bring it to the White House, I'll sign the checks right now. She says, oh, no, I'm not going to do that because it's going to have your damn name on it. I ain't sending them people no money with your damn name on it. You'll get the credit for it. Oh, no, we'll go to hell. We ain't going to court. We're going to go to hell. No, hell no, you're not going to do that. We're going to load that court. We're going to have 4,000 Supreme Court justices time we get through with this. We're going to make you, not only are we going to make abortion be legal, we're going to make you have an abortion just to prove the point. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to say. It's illegal if you don't get a DNC.
Okay.
Yeah.
And none of that's going to happen. None of that's going to happen.
Correct. But the point, that's what they're saying. That's what they're saying from the stand. That's the point of the West Side Story. Remember, it's tragedy. Remember?
Okay.
You mentioned that.
Yep. Yeah. So, when Trump called for Obama to be jailed today or yesterday, did the majority of Americans see him as crazy saying that?
No. The majority, they did. They said, you're crazy because you should have done it 3 years ago.
Right.
You're stone cold crazy because you should have done it 3 years ago. You had the proof that long ago. You told everybody to be fucking steel. They was out to get you. And they got you. And then they impeached you. And then you found out it was all them and it was wrong. Where's Shifty Shift? You ain't seen him on the TV, had you? Where is he on the TV today? You don't see, you can't even find him on the YouTube. You can't find him. He's not there no more. He's gone.
Is the party line of CNN versus the party line of Fox News, was that totally run by the tech body?
No comment.
Okay. And you said we haven't seen... Oh, yeah. So these files came out last couple of days. Obama should go to jail. What is... I'm interested in how Obama personally, his mind and emotions take this. Is he... hiding? Is he drinking today? Or
stunned.
Why is he
He's stunned.
It?
He's stunned. He's stunned. He's calling his little buddy. You know, he's got a little buddy. His little buddy.
Who's that?
That was over the Justice Department. His little buddy that was over the Justice Department. The one that one that replaced the Loretta at Mr.
Holder.
Yeah, he's on speed dial. He's on speed dial. He said, hey, guess what, Eric? They went low, and now you're going to get kicked. That's when you said when they go low, kick them. Well, you going low, and they finna kick you, because I'm not taking this rap. This is your shit. This ain't our shit. And, oh, yeah, Loretta Lynch, she can go, too. That's no problem. Go ahead and go. But you, and Claire McGlaskell was the head of this shit. Claire McGlaskell. We can't even say her name. We don't even know why we're including her.
Yeah, Eric was the head of what shit? Eric was the head of what shit?
He was the scienter of this Russia compulsion.
As a friend of Obama, they were a team.
Yeah, they're colored. They like each other. Well, Eric is really light skinned. He's really light skinned. And Obama's kind of Kenya. He's got more Kenya in him.
No. Who likes who? Just the way you said it. Obama likes
Eric.
Holder. Holder likes.
They kick it. They've measured
Obama
each other's
like
penises.
Eric?
Oh yeah, they've measured each other's penises to see how they're holding out. They've done all that. It's important.
So they're gay boys on the side.
No, we didn't say that. No. They kick it, meaning they would be in a position where they would notice that thing about each other. They're not gay because Obama's not smart enough to know what to do.
Okay, so Obama is telling Eric, you're going to have to take the hit, or he's saying, you better start fighting. No,
or
you,
something.
You take the hit. He's saying,
you
better start kicking.
You're going to do something. You're going to do something.
So no,
I'm not going down alone.
Right. So, Eric, we haven't heard from him in a long time. And people don't know of this bond and that Eric's being discussed with.
Gloria Bolger. Gloria Bolger knows all about it. Ms. Bolger. Gloria Bolger. Oh, yes. She knows everything that's ever going to be known. It was ever known. Ever. Yeah.
Okay, very good. Okay, we're going to wrap up. So here it is. JW's car merged with two other cars on the road today, I think. What's going on there? Is JW in a gate or in some
moved,
other dimension?
We moved. He was completely innocent. There's this angry energy frequency pissing on everybody. Everybody's mad. Everybody's upset. They're distraught. They don't know. They have a conundrum. They ain't getting no pussy or getting too much pussy or getting something. They're messed up, Bob. They're really messed up. We don't know. And so they cut him off, JW, off. Okay? The car is very smart. It knows things. Well, it moved the car over a little bit. Okay? So that the car wouldn't run into him. It was trying to cut through another car. It was speeding. It sped trying to get by the car next.
JW's car moved out of the way, is what you're just saying.
A bit. Moved it over about a foot.
Yeah.
But you're going 80 miles an hour down the interstate, and there's five lanes of traffic. So the black Mercedes-Benz next directly to the right of JW, saw apparently what happened or didn't see. I don't know. They were probably putting on their makeup or talking on their cell phone or doing something. But anyway, they had a really smart car too. So they moved over about a foot or so. And then
towards
the car
JW?
Next to them, no, away from JW. It's like all the lanes of traffic merged to the right to allow this gold, ridiculous car with a drive-out tag on it, probably running away from a crime somewhere, from causing blood on the interstate. And so basically what happened, this one stupid driver almost caused about, well, you don't tell how many people would have wrecked because everybody was flying fast. You know, you drive. But all the cars moved over. No cars hit any other cars, and then we all moved back. It was almost a non-issue. But the car is very smart. It plugged in the telephone into the car, so it recorded it all. It had it all down and out in Beverly Hills. But it's amazing because it was practically impossible to shift that moved all that around so nobody had to spend all day at the hospital or the garage getting their car fixed.
So, no. The cars merged, overlapped. Hold it, Cal. This is my session. So the cars over. I'm reclaiming my time. Okay, Ion. I got this idea that they overlapped each other. They violated physics and solid metal, and they went into each other. Did that happen?
Okay. No, it wasn't quite like that. All the lanes of traffic, you know, and they have the lanes of traffic. You remember when you were driving down on JW?
I know it all.
All those lanes of traffic, it's like this car ran into JW and didn't hit him, but all the lanes moved over about 3 feet.
What caused that?
The traffic moved to the left. Moved to the right. Moved to the right. To the right about 3 feet. And it was a physics anomaly.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. You're talking earlier about changes in the world and Kellum's work and all
quantum,
that. And then you say
quantum entanglement. Quantum entanglement.
You mean things are connected to each other more than we realize? So they can be coordinated like you just described?
Empirically, yes.
Well,
now, with the vibration being off, you could have just as easily had a 50-car pileup, which you've also seen in Atlanta, Georgia. And the car, remember, we sat there for hours with this pileup We sat there playing the colored music in the car.
Yeah.
Same thing. We could have just as easily been in that for all day
long.
Yeah,
okay, I got it. Here's the question. Is quantum entanglement the physical metaphor that whacked-out intellectual nerds come up with, and they're really describing the way non-physical, when ion was non-physical, interpenetrated everybody? That's quantum entanglement, correct?
Say intervenes. Say when non-physical intervenes.
Well, no, you've intervened now and became physical, but when you were just non-physical.
No. Non-physical is that intervention. Because it allows it, so it's almost like what is to be will be, like the primitive Baptist believes, or William Shakespeare with
fatalism.
Right,
you're saying that when
fatalism.
Non-physical did its function, it would intervene in people's lives, but it was still non-physical, and quantum entanglement is a concept of that phenomenon.
Construct, yes. Not a concept,
yeah,
construct. It's a
construct. All right. Okay, thank you very much. And so,
you're very welcome.
But that's quantum entanglement. But then the shifting of matter and the highway in that, what was that done by the tech body, as Carolyn said?
That's what witnessed it. The tech body witnessed it.
Okay. What caused it? Did JW do it? What caused the shift?
We could say yes, but it was astounding. I mean, in any level or degree,
I know it's
astounding.
It's astounding. Did JW do it?
It was done. So did he do it? Yeah, was it live or Memorex? Okay.
Did you do it?
At this point.
Did you do it?
We made it. We were there, so yeah, likely. Good. It's very delicious.
Okay, thank you very much. Oh, a bird.
You're welcome,
just hit
very
somebody
much.
He survived. A bird just hit a window, but he's okay.
You should open
thank
your
you,
window.
Ion.
You're welcome, darling. Always, always, always.